This morning I am joined by the lovely Amy Shepherd. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. It's a big day for you, my girl.
It is. I'm really excited that it's finally here.
Your EP, Nothing But Wild, is out now. How does it feel? Is it crazy?
Oh, it's the best feeling. You know, this has been a long time coming. I think I wrote some of these songs, well, most of these songs were written in 2019. So obviously there's a few spanners in the works and COVID and whatever else went on. And yeah, it's just been a long time coming and I'm really excited that it's finally here.
You've been performing with your family band Shepherd for, what, like over a decade. How has it felt, you know, stepping out on your own for the first time?
Yeah, it is pretty daunting. You know, my brother is my safety blanket when it comes to business and music. They're always there for me. And, you know, I'm just really pushing myself to learn who I am as an artist on my own. You know, there's lots of learning curves, but, you know, I know that I always have their support anyway. I'm not leaving Shepherd. We're just writing our fourth album right now. So, you know, I had a bit of time and I was like, well, it's now or never. I've got to get this out.
Did you start your music career wanting to be a solo artist? Is that how it all began for you?
Yeah, it did actually. You know, I grew up listening to country music. I grew up in Papua New Guinea and we weren't really exposed to too many things that I guess a lot of the people in cities get exposed to. So in a way, I did come from a small town and what we did listen to was country music and CMT was on the TV station the whole time. So when I was really learning how to songwrite, it was all about like Casey Chambers and Trisha Yearwood, Leanne Rimes. So yeah, that's where my dream of becoming a musician came from.
And you've gone back to your roots. I love country music. So the second I heard your songs, I was like, yes, this is what we need. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. You know, there's definitely still my influence of being from the pop world. And I just wanted to blend the two together because I think, you know, there is a definite market for country pop at the moment.
I mean, Taylor Swift is surely one of the artists to pave the way in that space.
Absolutely. And now the rise of resurgence, I should say, of Shania Twain.
True.
You know, Kelsea Ballerini is doing really cool things. So, I'm hoping that some people resonate with my sound.
You've done some pretty massive things with your career. I remember actually seeing you perform with Shepherd when you guys opened for Justin Bieber on the Purpose Tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, way back. I mean, you've been on The Ellen Show. You've done so much stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have any particularly crazy memories from being on the road?
Oh, just, you know, that whole era of when Geronimo was at its peak was just so wild. You know, we were so fortunate to have so many cool opportunities. But, yeah, Ellen was obviously a huge career highlight, playing to 100,000 people in Rock and Rio. It just feels like a bit of a dream, really. And, I just feel very fortunate to have had those experiences.
And it would be crazy, too, to go through that, obviously, at a young age and then go, okay, I've got to keep backing this up, not only with the band, but now with your solo career. Have you been able to sort of rise to it, or have you just taken the pressure off yourself and seen it as a creative process? How have you dealt with it all?
Yeah, look, all you can do is do what you do, and that is writing and continue to writing and releasing music and pushing the boundaries as well. So that's what I've really tried to do here. You know, really, it's quite scary crossing genres, and you never know how it's going to be received coming from the pop world into the country world. But, you know, it's such a welcoming industry and everyone's been really supportive. So, you know what, I'm proud of what I've done here and I hope that some people can see that I've been working hard and I'm sure that there will be some people who don't like it. But you know what, that's just the nature of life, really, and you just have to stay true to yourself.
Has it been nice to sit in your own space and go, this is what I want to put out for me?
Yeah, it has been really nice, really liberating. You know, I can't say that I've done it all alone. I've been able to collaborate with some great songwriters and, you know, Emma, my sister's my stylist, and George has been a great mentor and, like, just someone to bounce ideas off as well. And, it has been really, liberating and just something that I'm really proud of.
And you should be too, because I think it's so easy for people to go, okay, I'm a part of this really successful thing. It's going well. Let's just coast here. Like, to be able to step out on your own and challenge yourself and release music, you know, at the same time as the band's working on music too is just so commendable. Like, you must have the busiest schedule.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy at the moment. You know, Shepherd's writing our fourth album at the moment. So, I mean, yesterday I went to Sydney and then I had to come back and jump back in the studio. So it's just going to be about finding the little slots in the moments that I can, switch between projects. And you know what? I know that I can do it. I'm really determined and passionate. And, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing, to be honest.
You've also, you know, found a bit of time on the side to appear at Bodfest, which sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have been asked to be a part of Bodfest, which is a new festival of self-love and spreading positive body image. And, yeah, I just feel like I've got a lot to say on that matter. So it's on the 8th of October, and you can jump on online as well. So no matter where you are in the world, you can be a part of it. And, yeah, I'm going to be on the panel, and then I'm going to be performing two songs, one from my new EP, and then the Kiss My Fat Ass song as well.
If you Google Amy Shepherd, like, this is literally what comes up. One of the music industry's leading body positivity advocates. How does that feel?
It's really nice. I haven't heard that or seen that yet, but that's, you know, really nice to hear, because I've made it part of my life mission. It's just, you know, make people feel good about themselves. You know, we live in such a world that's really superficial and becoming more and more superficial. There's a lot of pressure on not only women, but just everybody. And it doesn't need to be that way. Like, social media can be a great place where you can learn and you can feel good about yourselves. And at the end of the day, it's up to you to curate your feed and to really make sure that you're working on yourself every day.
It must feel pretty special as well to have so many women and men as well reach out to you and say, hey, thank you so much for posting a real photo of yourself. Like, it must feel so good to know that what you're doing, even though, you know, I'm sure when you started all of this years ago, it would have felt really scary to post pictures of, you know, cellulite or, you know, not the perfect bikini image. Is it overwhelming getting those messages?
Yeah, you know what? It just keeps me going, and it just shows, you know, it helps me realize that I'm actually helping people and I can make a difference in this world, and not just through my music, but through the way I show up on social media. And yeah, it is just such an honor that I can be that person for somebody else. And it's a ripple effect, because, you know, I might make somebody see things in a different way, shift their perspective, and then it's going to obviously rub off on someone else. So it's it's a beautiful thing to be able to do.
How did Kiss My Fat Ass actually start?
It actually started with my own feelings of self-worth or lack thereof, and just feeling like I had to show up, being in the spotlight and under the scrutiny of everybody and anybody. I think I went the other way and started thinking that I had to be perfect and photoshopping all my images and editing out every pimple, dieting to fit into the perfect clothes and rah, rah, rah. And I just got sick of it. I just kept complaining about it. And rather than being part of the change, I was being part of the problem. And, you know, I had that lightning bolt moment, and I posted a photo that wasn't edited, and you could see some cellulite on my legs. And, you know, my caption was something like, you know, if you don't like it, kiss my fat ass. And it went viral. And I had women from all over the world sharing the kiss my fat ass message. And, yeah, it was just really, really liberating to see. And I was, you know, that's when I was shocked, and I realized, wow, this is like a huge problem and something that I can bring light to with my platform. So, yeah, I've really tried to incorporate it into my whole career.
It's amazing how many women and men feel that about their own bodies. They look in the mirror and you go, oh, I hate this, I hate that. And like cellulite, for example, is something that I have so much of. And I used to hate it when I was like, I don't know, like in my early 20s. I'd think, I go to the gym every day. Like, how do I still have this? The fact that you're shining that light on it is just so, so refreshing. And I thank you much.
It's such a normal part of women's anatomy. Like, it's just, and it doesn't do anything, it's not bad. And I think it's all about education, just having those conversations, and really just not having to hide it, because there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it's literally a made up word so that they could sell you like cream to you. So I think that's why Bodfest is gonna be so great. It's just opening up that conversation again, and someone who may not have heard these messages can hear them, or you can be reminded of these messages, and again the ripple effect continues.
You're going to be talking at Bodfest about life in the spotlight and like some of the criticism that you face with things like online trolling. Has it got really bad at certain points?
It has. It can make you feel really, really negatively about yourself. But then, you know, the more I think about it now and I see a negative comment, I just think it's more of a reflection on that person. And obviously that person has been brought up in a world that really values aesthetics, or maybe they've been bullied themselves. And so I just try and not take it on board and focus. You know, I get way more positive comments, so I just try and focus on that and just continuing, my message of self-love and self-worth, because I know no matter what I look like, my worth doesn't lie in how I look. Like, I know that I can do really, really cool things, and I can write music, and I can bring joy to people's lives, and that's what matters to me the most.
I feel like a lot of people listening right now will be able to relate to this, which is unfortunate. I mean, of course, you're in the spotlight, yeah. And even someone yeah. like me who talks on the radio, like I get it from time to time. But kids these days live in a world where social media is so accessible, and it's not hard for classmates to send nasty messages to each other. So I feel like the work that you're doing is just so important. And if there is any kids listening right now, is that the advice that you would give to them? Just stay positive and focus on those good things rather than even bothering to read the negative stuff?
Yeah, look, we can't shield our kids from the negative messaging that is going on at the moment, but we can educate them and remind them of just how important they are and how unique we all are. And, you know, at the end of the day, what made my social media so important was sharing my uniqueness and my authenticity. And at the end of the day, that's what people want to see. That's what people relate to. Mm-hmm. And so, I would just really encourage them to remember that, you know, school is not forever as well, and to focus on building a brain and building up your friendships, and because it's relationships and being a kind person that really matters. And it does seem really cliche, it's hard to hone in teenagers, but if we can start teaching our kids and making sure they're aware of these negative messaging and how all of the smoke and mirrors that go on behind some of these like advertising and the media, I think we can build more resilient children.
Well, I've certainly learned a lot from you, Amy, watching the way that you share your life with us all on social media, the real authentic version. And I thank you so much for that. And we are so excited about everything that you've got going on. I'm so glad I'm not you living with your crazy calendar. Please go and download, stream, purchase Amy's debut solo EP, Nothing But Wild. It is out today. Or you can catch her at Bodfest. You can purchase tickets at Bodfest now at bodfest.com.au.
Thank you so much for having me.